This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Relocating rattlesnakes is tricky business for more than just the obvious reason. Removing them from their home range or habitat can be stressful to the point of death for the reptiles. Erica Novak, a herpetologist at Northern Arizona University, has been studying southwestern rattlesnakes for more than 20 years.
So rattlesnakes are often relocated because they occur in places where people don't want them. In most cases, the animals will try to come back to where they were moved from. And if it's an urban area, they're very likely to be killed, either hit by cars or show up in someone else's yard or show up in another area and be killed.
Novak says the snakes try so hard to get home, they take on risky behavior, like crawling during the winter when they should be hibernating, or moving during the day when they would ordinarily be hiding from predators. The normally hardy creatures can become physiologically stressed and die from disease. Novak believes relocating rattlesnakes may be more successful if their entire community is moved with them.
A lot of the research has been showing that they have really complicated social lives. And so one thing that we know that encourages survival is moving social groups or moving animals, say, from, even if they're not physically related, at least moving a social group of animals that know each other, moving those animals together into a new habitat.
Novak says that could mean transferring all the other snakes in the area to the new location, as well as the animals that den with them, like Gila monsters and desert tortoises. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.